Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I've been talking about this for days. We are going to be tea-tapping, If you're wanting to look good, feel good, and really get ready for making yourself the best you possibly can be physically, then that's what we're going to be talking about today. But Teresa is not able to join me. She's on a plane flying back from Geneva, Switzerland, and she's also been in Paris, France. But we have instead one of her top trainers. Her name is Renee McLaughlin, and she's in Atlanta, Georgia. Renee, welcome to the show.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been such a strong supporter of TTAP because for me, for those that might be listening that haven't heard me say this before, I could hardly believe that 15 minutes of a simple patterning of exercise could end up toning my body where there was the equivalent of 40 inches loss. And I'm not an obese person. I am a person that would have been called pleasingly plump. Maybe that's the way I'll say it. Yeah. Anyhow, I was walking 5 miles a day and nothing moved. I mean, I was physically very active. I started with Teresa almost 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, I'm just absolutely thrilled. So it is something I talk about wherever I go, but I really am so glad you were able to be with us today since Teresa has been tripping the TTAP Fantastic around the world, and she's coming home, and she was so concerned, but here you are with us today, which is just great. Now, Renee, TTAP, Teresa, this is her process. How did the two of you get together? What is your story? And what did it do for you?
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. I love to share my story and share the story of TTAP. And what happened to me was about 10 years ago, I was a trainer and I'm a nutritionist and a health coach. And I was actually teaching women to strength train using dumbbells. I had sort of a niche practice in a GYN office. And, you know, obviously strength training, wonderful for all the things it does, but a few things were happening to me personally. I'm very short and I have a body type that actually bulks up.
Oh.
And while I was doing, yes, I was doing low repetitions, like we've all been told, low reps, low weight and a lot of repetitions because I was teaching a lot. And Donna, I was so bulked, I was getting really bulked up. And it's just, I like to say I look like a 4'11" Falcons football player. I wasn't quite that big, but you kind of get the picture. And that really was not what I was looking for in my body. And the other thing that happened is even though I know how to teach and teach good form and lifting weights, my main clients were women, you know, over 35. And, you know, they come in, oh, my elbow's hurting, my shoulder hurts, my knee. And so I was searching. You know, I'm always looking to find the best, you know, and the newest technologies to help women. And, you know, when we ask, we, you know, are usually shown. And I was shown in the form of an article in a Women's World magazine. I was in somebody's office. There it sat. And on the cover it said, you know, lose 2 sizes in 4 weeks with the amazing Inchlon fat burning system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you know, we've seen these, I'm rolling my eyeballs like, oh, sure. But, you know, I couldn't resist. So I pick up this magazine and I start reading it. And since you know, Teresa, and you've spoken to her, you see she's so brilliant. And she starts talking about things that we don't typically hear in the fitness industry. She's talking about movement that activates muscle in a specific sequence. And she's talking about the lymphatic system and the benefit of pumping lymph and the detox. But what really caught me, Donna, of course, was And if you have built bulky muscle, you can use it to debulk. Well, that was all it took, right? So I couldn't wait to run home and order the, at that point, videos, because that's all we had, the videos. And I get my videos out and I start doing it, and I'm like, there's something to this. There's something to this. And as you see, you're almost just, it's like your body's changing, but your mind can't quite comprehend why. Was that an experience you sort of had? Like, why is it working so beautifully?
Right, and that is something that when I observed it with the measuring tape, I said, nah.
Right.
Yeah, oh, it's just not working.
Yes. See, and I have clients say they measure 3 and 4 times, they can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see my body changing, I see it changing, and I'm like, I must become a trainer. This is way too good. I must share this. I threw out those weights. I called the office and I said, I want to be a trainer. I don't care what it costs. I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the thing is, becoming a trainer is, it's not a simple, easy process. It's, you know, Teresa's very concerned with the education. And I have to say, it has been the most amazing journey. Working with people for 9 years, over time, I continue to see the most amazing results, even in my own body. Continually, 9 years later, Donna, I'm still getting amazing benefits from this incredible muscle activation technique.
Well, that is what I find so fascinating about the whole thing, is that you're using your own body, and regardless of an individual's age, you're going to be able to utilize this. I mean, you can sit in a chair. She's even got some chair exercises that you can do. But I have really been surprised at how the body is sculpted. Now, Barry is a woman who's in her 80s, and when I found out about Barry's story, that just blew me away, and she's been with Teresa for a number of years, and for a woman in her 70s to start doing this to feel better, and she had osteoporosis and all kinds of stuff, it really reversed it, and it just showed me how a lot of the things that I had been taught to do, where you are supposed to have, if you don't feel pain, there's no gain kind of an attitude. And especially as you get older, and for women in menopause, the body just goes through wacko processes. And this just is wonderful for being able to bring the body back into harmony, to be able to get the exercise that you want. And you can always add weights or whatever else you'd want to do, but when you're busy, like so many people are today, especially women, but one of the things I want to mention, for you guys that are listening, this works just as well for the guys. It's so important. And I notice, I know that there's so many women that are listening to my show, and usually the guys, I remember an interview that was done at her last retreat, and the guy said, I watched my wife, and I go, oh, you've got to be kidding. This is stupid. What are you doing it for? And he ended up following his wife, and he said, I've never been in such good shape. So I did these interviews when I was back in Florida, and here are the men saying, hey, guys, get with it. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of time, and you're going to feel so much better. The gals have got something here. So
it's so true.
You know, this is significant. What is one of your favorite stories? Now, by the way, for those of you listening, we're talking about T-TAP. And you can go to Teresa Tapp's website, which is ttapp.com. And it's T-TAPP, or just T-T-A-P-P. No matter how you do it, you're going to get there. You can just type in Teresa Tapp, and you'll get there. But there's so many wonderful things. She's just gotten through doing her website. But, Renee, I want to come back to you. Here you are a trainer. You've been a trainer for 10 years. And like you said, Teresa doesn't have a whole bunch of trainers because she's really a stickler on being understanding of how to move the body, because she said, if you're going to teach this, you're going to learn it the right way. You have to be the demonstrator. You have to be the walking example, and the trainers are. I mean, their stories are incredible, like yours. But here you were, and you're doing this. What has been, what are a couple of the best stories that you've experienced, the most dramatic, I guess I should say?
Oh, gosh, I have so many. Two I'd love to share because they're diametrically, they're so different. So just to give you an idea, I got called from a gentleman whose son had been in a horrible parachuting accident. His parachute did not open, hit the ground at 75 miles per hour, miraculously lived, and the amazing doctors here at Shepherd Spinal put him back together again. So physically, he was actually in pretty good shape, but when the brain hits with that force, the neuro connections and the neuro pathways are broken mm-hmm. and need to be rebuilt. And so this man, and he was 38 at the time, really had to relearn everything. He was really very highly functioning, but still had balance problems, gait issues, et cetera, and needed to lose some weight. And so his father said, you know, could you work with him? Do you think it would be of benefit? And I said, you know, I believe that TTAP can help anybody with anything, but gosh, how do we know? Come on down. And Donna, that was 4 years ago, and I have been seeing this man now twice a week for 4 weeks, for 4 years, and the dramatic results that he has gotten from this workout are amazing. And, I mean, he knows what move comes next. He can probably do the move as well as any of my other advanced students, but his balance improved so much. The gait got so much better. His strength was better. He lost weight, you know, particularly in the torso, which is one of the places that we love about TTAP mm-hmm. because we get to really cinch in and up, don't we? And so that's been just very, very personally fulfilling to me because, you know, that's to be able to help someone from that type of injury with something like TTAP is just an amazing was amazing result. So that was one. And then coming all the way to the other end, the majority of my personal clients are the women going through menopause. I loved your story, Donna, because it's basically the story I tell about my clients. Renee, oh my goodness, I'm walking 5 miles. I think I'm eating right, and my body's just not responding. And it's so hard, isn't it, to say, come, let's tap. I swear to you, if you will just do it with me, your body will change in a positive way quickly mm-hmm. and right in 15 minutes. And one of the worst parts about TTAP is it sounds too good to be true.
That's right. That's
and,
true.
Right. Okay. So had a woman, that same thing. She's actually probably in her mid to late 40s. She's getting married in May, and she was pretty out of weight, probably had about 40 or 50 pounds. But really has a computer job, so very sedentary, okay. And she committed, and she comes to me twice a week and then does do the videos. So she probably TTAPs maybe 5 days a week. Now, when I saw her, and this is just recent, I started working with her 2.5 weeks ago, Donna. She came in. We could get her through about 7 minutes of the workout.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was shaking and she didn't feel good. That was all she could do. Not a problem. I said, no problem. Tomorrow you go, you do the same thing. If you can get to the next move, wonderful. If not, that's okay. You just keep going. Now, this is only 2 weeks later. Saw her on Tuesday. We got through 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. That's how quickly the body will respond because she committed. Okay, she committed. Now, she emails me on Saturday, so excited. She said, Renee, I cannot believe it. This week, just this week, okay, now she's been doing it, what, 2 weeks? This is the second week. She lost 12 inches and 3 pounds. And like you, she could not believe it. She had to do it 3 and 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, these experiences, these kinds of results absolutely come. And when I say that, I sort of hate giving expectation to people that it happens for absolutely everybody because we're so individual.
Right.
But there are the, you know, there's thousands of people that have gotten that same result.
Well, I know when I was talking to some women and doing some interviewing last fall because of Teresa's activity, which, by the way, we're going to be talking about how you might be able to get in with some of the contests that Teresa puts on. So there's opportunity to be able to attend these retreats. But when I was there, I know that I was getting a little stressed with myself because I said, gee whiz, I, you know, want to do this, that, or the other. And I had more than one person say to me, Donna, you have a particular body type. Your body is very efficient. Your body is basically pretty well balanced. You're not going to see, if you're a size 12, necessarily as fast a result as someone that might be of a larger size, like a size 22 or something like this. Mm-hmm. You have to be patient with your body, and I'm a combo type. So they said, well, you have to understand this, that when you're a combo type, just because of the physiology of the body structure, when you do trim down, you're going to lose it all over. You're not going to lose it specifically in one area, whereas somebody else that has a shorter torso and longer legs, and Teresa goes that into her book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, which is a wonderful book to get. You can get that on Amazon. But I really was educated by these other women, and some of them had had major health problems, and they were able, and some of them had had real intense tragedies in their life where their emotions and everything had just been overwhelming to them. But the attitude was one of camaraderie. These women were so open, and I think one of the greatest things about TTAP is that if you need support, you can go on to the forum on TTAP.com. You have people from all over the world that are open and caring and saying, boy, I know what you've gone through. Let me help you. Maybe what I went through or what I've done might help you. To me, this is such a blessing of technology, but also the blessing of the openness in communication of women and some men with others. And they say, I understand. Nobody will have a sense of disdain about anyone. They're just so open and supportive. And to me, that is absolutely amazing, because I'm sure you as well as I have been in environments where people will have their set mental paradigms and they put individuals down, and that's not what happens in the TTAP organization and group. I mean, it is so absolutely wonderful. And I know because I've been experiencing it for 2 years now, and here you've been doing it for over 10. Tell us about these forums that Teresa has and what your experience has been with this interaction with these other women.
Oh, Donna, thank you. That is just such an amazing experience, and we do. It's our TTAP family. I mean, that's really what it feels like, and I will tell you about that, but the one thing I want to say about that is, you know, any organization's personality, if you will, always starts at the top, does it not?
Absolutely.
And that sort of sets the tone for what happens all the way down the line, the mission statement, you know, how people are treated, etc. And I really believe that goes to Teresa's heart. That is who she is. Mm-hmm. That is what she gives, and that is what she has created. And, you know, if there's ever anything that is on there that even begins to feel edgy in any way, it is stopped for that very reason, because that we all need places where we can go to be heard and supported and nurtured. We need positive energy, and that's such a beautiful thing, and that's been from the very beginning, and I believe that's part of why, if not a huge reason why, it has grown and only grown through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Women telling other women telling other women. And that's the forum. And it's just an amazing place. When I you know, again, this was, you know, 9-10 years ago. It's so amazing how quickly the internet and technology has just grown so quickly, exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back at what, the year 2000, we still had video and not DVD, right? And we were still dialing up. We didn't have this really fast access. And so, you know, I get these videos. I don't know anybody that's ever heard of TTAP, right? I don't have anybody going, hey, Renee, check this out. This is amazing. I'm just kind of going on my gut and in my heart, and I'm watching. I'm seeing what's happening in my body. I'm like, man, I got to go back on this website, you know. And so I would go back on, and the forums were already there and up and running, and some of the beginning trainers were on there brilliantly, just giving of themselves so freely and their knowledge. And I downloaded everything I could find on all the moves. I had it in this big, thick notebook. I would watch the video, and then I'd read what everybody had to say, and I'd try to tweak it. That was how I learned how to TTAP. And yeah. Until I actually got to meet Teresa and really learn what it was about. But the forums are an amazing place and so supportive. So I highly recommend, you know, even if people aren't quite ready to take the plunge and do it, Teresa has videos on there that you can try the moves, watch her, get on the forums and just, you know, interact with these women who are so willing to share information and experience.
Oh, I agree. And I'm glad you brought up the point of being able to go on video, to see video on Teresa's site, because she's just recently gone through a super colossal overhaul. And the interactive videos that are there, there's even opportunities to find out where you might be able to get training, that supportive training if you want it, and it's online itself. So they can go to TeresaTap or TTAP.com. And I also want to mention again her book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, because if you're the type of person that you would like, you know, if maybe you don't have the DVDs yet and you want to get the book and just go, you know, one phase at a time. The key is to understand that when you're doing these workouts, you are empowering your body to help itself. And there's so much information. And one point I wanted to cover too, because Renee, you are extremely knowledgeable about nutrition. And in today's world, that is so vitally important. Supplementation is important. And this is something that anyone that's involved in wellness is alert to and cognizant of. Let's talk about food patternings a little bit, because I know Teresa has always said, when you start this, don't try to do any kind of dieting. She doesn't want people dieting. She said, I want you to be able to eat. But talk about the program that she recommends, and what have you found that has enabled people to be able to, you know, trim down? It doesn't always happen real, real fast, and you're losing all of these inches, which was wonderful. But let's talk about food patterns, because that really does make a difference.
Oh, that's a few hours in and of itself, isn't it, Donna?
Yeah, we've only got a few minutes.
Okay, but I want to keep bringing it back to TTAP and to Teresa's philosophy. And she has a philosophy that she's put out. She does explain it in her book also very, very well. And she calls it God-made, man-made. And what she says is, look, on your God-made, which is really a terminology meaning eating foods in their natural state, like not processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to eat your eggs, your chicken, your fish, your vegetables, right? These are what we would call, you know, natural non-processed foods. And she would say, okay, eat those for 2 or 3 days in a row. And then on, say, the third or the fourth day, you know, eat more what you want, have more processed foods if you want, and then go back again. And there's some very good reasonings for that. You know, one is to avoid that whole deprivation, oh, I can't have, because obviously, isn't it so true, Donna, human nature, we always want what we can't have.
Ah,
we can't have something, it takes on this energy and power over us. and that we almost can't control. And so it's like, okay, well, I might not have it today, but you know what? In 2 days from now, I can have it again. And there is definitely something about that that can be very comforting to people. Now, understanding that, I think for so many people, they have embraced that way of eating. It works for them, and I'm always all about whatever is working for people, allowing them to empower themselves, feel like they are in control, and it, you know, supports the body. But I also feel that it's really important for us as women, particularly at, you know, when we're going through menopause, et cetera, that we have to really know ourselves and what are our triggers. You know, in other words, what I mean by that is people take frequently things that Teresa says, and they may take them almost too literally, meaning, okay, you can do TTAP, but you don't diet. Well, to some people, have somebody like Teresa say, don't diet, doesn't mean don't diet. What it means is eat whatever you want. You have permission, but if you TTAP, you know, that half of chocolate cake will be gone instantly. And you know, that's not necessarily what's going to happen. And that's not what Teresa is really saying. And what she is saying is don't be strict, you know, eat in a healthy way, but you can have more processed foods, allow the body to be able to detoxify itself in the 3 days of eating clean. And so I think people have to really, you know, understand where she's going with that. And so, you know, I think different people, I do something called metabolic typing, which is really a science based on 70 years of nutritional science and research, and it's really about how each of us are so individual biochemically, right? We want simple answers to a more complex question, which is, what should I eat? And for some people, they can eat more heavier protein, you know, and really can't do a lot of grain and feel their best. And where somebody else, they're going to find the exact opposite just based on their own biochemistry and their own metabolic type. And I think that's all part of sort of the journey, you know, of learning and really getting very clear and centering in on what's important to us and what works for us as women.
I agree. Well, Renee, we're just about out of time, and I know Teresa is flying in from Geneva and Paris. She's probably just going to be exhausted, but you can't keep this gal down because she is so loved by so many, but more than that, she really has something that works. Now, for those of you listening, and if you've been listening to my show for the past few years, you know how supportive I am of Teresa, not just because it's made a difference with me physically, but also what I see in a very supportive mentality regarding wellness, nutrition, understanding the whole mind-body-spirit concept. And it all comes together because when you take care of yourself, when you invest in yourself, you cannot help but be better at whatever you do. So, gals, if you're trying to get toned up and in shape for summer, trust me, this is a wonderful way to do it. 15 minutes a day, that's all. You don't have to do it every day. Just start off with a 15-minute program if you want. But go to her website, ttap.com. Find out about some of the competitions that she has going on because she gets people, then there's one that's going to be ending by around Easter, I think. So just know that you can go in and you can find out about all of this wonderful information, invest in yourself, get one of her DVDs or CDs, whatever you want, check it out. This is for you. And I know the difference it's made for me. You've heard Renee. She's one of her senior trainers. She's been involved for 10 years. It really works. Renee, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
I want to thank you so much, and thank you for all the work that you're also doing in spreading the word and empowering women. It is just, you know, it's exactly what we need and right at the right time. Thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. This is Donna Sebo. Go to ttap.com. Don't just take my word for it. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Lots of good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and phone lines are open. Yes, indeedy. The telephone number to call in to if you'd like to chat with me is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. All you need to do is give me your first name or initial. Of course, I always want to know where you're calling in from. So again, 888-815-9756. Well, 2 days before the big event, the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo, for those in the Pacific Northwest, that's this Saturday, March 27th, from 9 in the morning until 5 at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. Now, this is open to the public, free. No fees being charged for coming in, and you will find it is one of the nicest environments you will ever be in. You're going to have people with all kinds of intuitive talents that will be there, including myself, and you will have people that are going to be speaking on different topics. You're going to have vendors from the Pacific Northwest, very, very talented people, wonderful products and services being offered, and lots of good food. So I hope you can come on out. When you do, be sure you come on out, say hello to me. I'd love to meet you, and also know that I'm going to be doing many consultations at the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo this Saturday. I'll be doing many readings, and also I'm going to be bringing more books in from my library. Yes, indeedy. I'm telling you, what I do not move in these events when I participate in them, then they go to the public libraries, because I just, when you review 400 to 600 books a year, you're going to end up having a house just of books before you know it. I mean, I think I've done over 2,000 publications, if not more than 2,000 publications. That's just books that I have reviewed. So if I had kept all of them, I would have been overrun with them. So this is an opportunity for those of you that might want to add to your library. This is a wonderful chance for you to do it. So join me at the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo Now, that used to be called the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. They now have changed the title of it. So this Saturday, March 27th, 9 a.m. to 5, look forward to seeing you there. Also, if you have a story, a paranormal story, a ghost story, some experience that has just been very significant to you, then I'd love to hear from you because I'm putting a book together. I'm wanting to collect 100 stories about people, their experiences, and why it made a difference to them and how it affected their lives. So if you have a story to share, whether it's seeing a ghost, whether there's a legend in your family regarding paranormal experiences, healing abilities, out of body, I don't care what it is. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a note at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And we will be putting it in our file. Again, we have given ourselves a year to be able to acquire 100 stories, so I hope to hear from you. And if you want to send it to me via snail mail, send it to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 9, 7272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. And for those of you in the state of Alaska, I'm going to be visiting Anchorage and Fairbanks the week of the 12th of April. So you'll be seeing that information in my newsletter. It also will be posted on my website, DelphiInternational.com. Okay, again, phone lines opening 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking food. How about a gourmet guide by the name of George Rapidus? And he's going to be talking about elegant food service. If you like to entertain, if you like things beautifully presented, George is going to give us some wonderful, wonderful ideas. And the book is just so convenient, so easy to use, full of tips. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. It's a great way to end up the week. And the next week, we are going to be talking about victory over ADHD, also why we love dogs, eat pigs, and love cows, and then credit hell, how to get out or dig out of debt, and then the big book of soul and interview tactics, how to survive. So we've got a lot of good subjects coming up, and on the BBS website, we will be having a listing of our guests as we always do, and I'll be typing up a small description of what the shows are about. So if you're just wanting to keep up and find out what's coming up on the Donna Sebo Show, go to bbsradio.com, station one, the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll be able to see the listings, and they will be up by the 1st of April. Now, by the way, if we have time today, I want to share an utterly, utterly, awesomely delicious recipe called the 4-Star Salmon Wellington. You've heard about beef Wellington. Well, how about some delicious Pacific salmon? Well, it is absolutely amazingly easy, deliciously flavorful, and oh, is it going to look gorgeous. So what a way to have fish. So get that pad of paper and pen handy, and I'll be sharing that with you in a little bit of time. But I didn't have enough time yesterday to go through some additional astrological signs for your spring horoscope. So let me do Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio if I have the time today. So let's start off with Virgo because I wasn't able to talk about you earthy type of individuals. You know, when it comes to spring, the next quarter, you know, from April the 25th through May 31st, you're just going to really have a good sense of affection and love in your environment. It's absolutely wonderful. And if there's been anything that's really been agitating you, you're going to find that you're going to be able to heal it pretty well. And if you're curious about real estate, if you're looking at investing in real estate, or real estate for some reason is appealing to you on whatever level, do your homework. This is a good time to start looking at what it is you want so that you can acquire it. Also, you are going to find finances. You're going to be pretty much able to keep finances in balance. You are going to work very diligently as to how you want to manage your money, and you're going to say, I want to learn more about saving. but not just about saving, about planning with the money that I save. And that is very, very important. You want your money to compound. In traveling, you may not be doing a whole bunch of that, but you know what? You're going to find some people that are going to be coming into your life, and you may find your traveling is going to be in the local area, but it will be taking you to opportunities of mingling with new people, different environments, offering you expansions for contact socially and also for yourself mentally. So that's for Virgo. Let's go to Libra. You're going to be able to handle family matters very well this spring period. And if you are finding yourself in that mediator positioning, you're really going to be doing a good job. You're a natural, and you are willing to look at different people's perspectives and then offer options that perhaps they wouldn't have even considered. So that's a skill that you have as Libras. It's really, really good. And because people are going to appreciate that with you, you're also going to say, hey, I've really got something here. So consequently, you're going to start focusing on your strengths. You're going to start realizing that you can have a career, a work involvement that really is close to your heart, and you feel good whenever you go to do it. So just be aware, you've got some changes coming for career, but it's going to be your self-awareness of your own strengths that's going to enable you to make those shifts and changes that you desire. Start saving your money, because if you really want to do some of this traveling, it's going to cost you some dollars. So look at how you can get the best value for your dollar and shop around. If you want to go to Paris, or if you want to go to the middle of Africa somewhere, or maybe somewhere in the United States or Canada or Australia, whatever, find out what the costs are, and then ask yourself, what ways could you possibly arrange to do it so that economically it's going to be really something that you can comfortably deal with without feeling guilty. And you're going to find yourself really eager to do the traveling, because you're going to say, it's opening up new worlds to me, and I'm ready for it. And you always enjoy new things. And let's move on to Scorpio. Your life, personally, is really blossoming. You are finding that you really, really do enjoy interacting with people that you have a common denominator of association with, and you're finding you just don't want to be a couch potato. It's not for you. You're getting bored with some things that are around you. You're saying, it's time for me to step out of my rut. Well, go for it, because you're going to find that as you are willing to invest in yourself, the people around you in a working environment and otherwise are going to be noticing this that is changing about you and saying, hey, I might want you to be part of my team. So if you're really wanting to make a career shift, this is the time to find out what it is you need to refine about yourself and your skills, go after it, and you'll come home a winner. Also, with traveling, you're going to find yourself having the opportunity to get away from it all, whether it is going to be just something not too far from home or maybe around the world. But you will have those times when you do what you call your personal retreats, where you go, you leave your cell phone alone, you don't have a computer around you, you're just going to have fun, maybe you just want quiet, whatever it is that is your personal cup of tea for the traveling experience, it is going to rejuvenate you. You are just absolutely going to feel so good afterwards. So springtime is a wonderful time for those of you under the sign of Scorpio, Libra, and Virgo, so go for it. Tomorrow, if we have the time, we have Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. And if I can, I will cover all of them tomorrow. Meanwhile, we're taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be back in just a moment. Mm-hmm.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and telephone lines are open. If you'd like to give me a call, 888-815-9756. Well, I have to share something with you that I was sent by a friend out of the from the state of Virginia. And we all know, and I don't get into politics on the show, but we all know that there has been tremendous political upheaval in the country. And so many times when we will see things on television or we'll hear about things that are going on, we have an attitude of, well, what I do isn't going to make any difference because everybody who is far more powerful than me, I'm just a little peon. Nobody's going to pay any attention. Well, I have this friend, and she has an attitude, which I just absolutely love. And her attitude is one of, I'm going to make people aware that I have a voice, and my voice is important. So she sent me this delightful email, and I wanted to share it with you because it shows how one person can make a difference, and your voice will be heard, but only if you use it. She said, my husband and I went to Washington, D.C. this past Saturday regarding the healthcare rally. It was a wonderful day, met a lot of nice people, and it was a very pleasant gathering of individuals. But she said, something happened there that I wanted to share with you that was really a lot of fun. She said, as you know, I've been faxing my congressman every day and committee members every day and twice a day the entire House of Representatives and Senate when serious issues were coming up and I wanted to make my voice heard. I faxed over 1,000 letters in the past year. Now think about that, 1,000 letters. She said, on Saturday, while I was attending this rally in Washington, I went to the offices of my representative. When I entered, I found that the room was packed with 7 or 8 people asking questions and really making a lot of demands on a young man who was sitting behind this wide desk counter. She said, I eventually was able to get to him and ask him if he would give the representative 3 letters, and she said it was one's from me, one's from my husband, and the other one's from my mother. I had written them that morning before I joined the rally, and I thanked him. And as I turned away and began exiting out of the room, suddenly I heard an excited, loud voice say, oh, ma'am, ma'am. And the young man rushed around the counter he was seated at, took my hand into both of his, and began pumping it like I'd won the lottery, and said in a voice, like he had known me all of his life, said, I'm Brian, I'm Brian. And she said he was just beaming. She said, I didn't know who he was. She was really surprised. And she said, my first thought was this must be an old student of mine because she was a teacher for a number of years. She just retired recently. He said, she said, I thought he was one of my students who's happy to see me. And she said, I looked at him and said, yes, I am Mrs., and she gave her name. And she didn't see anything familiar in his face. And she said, how did you know my name? He said, well, I read your letters every day. She said he went on to tell her how much he appreciated her letters as they were individually written and sincere and not boring like the form writing of others, which he said he got thousands a day. He wanted her to know how much he appreciated that she was writing every single day. She said he nearly shook my hand off and his genuine enthusiasm was sincerely felt. Gee, she said, I didn't realize that the 9 months of correspondence to his office could bring me such a personal moment of joy. She said it was a really wonderful gift. And as well as my representative's vote on the bill, she said, today I'm writing again. And she said, I couldn't resist writing at the very top of the letter, good morning, Brian. So she said, don't think that your letters are never read. I have firsthand experience that they are. One woman, one voice, in written form, that was read every single day by a young man that maybe doesn't even get a thank you, being behind a desk in Washington, D.C. You make a difference. Good story. And I want to thank my friend for sending it to me. Okay, I told you about this salmon Wellington. Oh, this is such a good recipe. Oh, this is so elegantly wonderful in presentation, too. Now, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need 2 pounds. If you got that pad of paper and pen, you're going to need 2 pounds of whole salmon fillet, and you need to remove the skin. Then you're going to need 1/4 teaspoon of salt and 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. Then you need 1 8-ounce package of spinach and artichoke-flavored cream cheese. This is very important. 1 package, 8 ounces of spinach and artichoke-flavored cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh dill, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons of capers drained and chopped. So 2 tablespoons of each, chopped fresh dill, chopped fresh parsley, capers drained, chop them too. You're going to need 1 teaspoon of freshly grated lemon zest. Use the fresh because it's going to make all the difference in the world. You need 1 tablespoon of juice. You need 1 sheet, half of a 17-plus-ounce package of frozen puff pastry dough, and you need to let it be thawed out. You need 1 egg, and it needs to be lightly beaten. And then, of course, you can use garnishes of lemon, parsley, and dill if you so desire. Now, this is how easy it is. You're going to need a jelly roll pan. First, you need to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Then your jelly roll pan, you want to coat it with your cooking spray. And you put your salmon on top of that. You want to sprinkle the salmon with the salt and pepper. You want to combine your cream cheese, dill, parsley, capers, lemon zest, and juice. You want to mix that all together so it's a nice paste, nice soft paste. And then you want to spread that over the salmon. And then on a lightly floured surface, on a breadboard, roll your pastry into a 16x12 rectangle. You want to cut a 2.5-inch wide strip from the long side of the pastry. You then cover the salmon with the remaining pastry, tucking the edges under the fillet. Now, from the reserved strip, you want to cut 4 strips with a fluted pastry wheel, and then you also want to take 6 to 8 leaves out of it using a 2x1-inch leaf-shaped cutter, or you can do it with a knife if you want. Or get a little leaf off of a branch somewhere out in your yard, rinse it off, and then just make a pattern right on the dough and cut it out that way. You want to lightly score veins into each leaf. Now this is what you do. Your pastry now you have got over your salmon, tucking the edges underneath the fillet. You brush your pastry with the egg. You arrange your leaves, your pastry strips, the dill and parsley sprigs on top of the pastry, brush it with egg, cut several slits in the pastry, and you bake this wonderful salmon Wellington until it's golden brown. It cooks so quickly. It'll only take about 20, maybe 25 minutes. It all depends on the heat of your oven. Remember, you're cooking at 400 degrees, and then you can garnish it as you will. Oh, for Easter, it would be wonderful. Well, we're out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siubo. See you here tomorrow for Elegant Gourmet Cooking. Have a fabulous evening. This is Donna. Same time, same place. Don't forget. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siubo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siubo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.